Turn, walk away. Hello, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I can hear how sleepy I sound.
Yeah.
On
that was
the
also
radio.
Like one breath.
Yeah,
that
I've
was
been
kind
trying
of impressive.
Oh, thank you. I've been working on it.
Thanks for tuning in. We are back after a very short hiatus, a 1 week hiatus.
Yeah.
It's been a rough, you know.
Sleep was needed.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. And we're so excited to play some tunes.
This is really just for JJ.
Yeah.
JJ, thank you for listening. We're only here for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. We texted a little bit about doing like a theme. Can you hear a kind of buzzing?
Yeah, slightly.
Okay. Sorry if you hear a little buzzing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, everything else is off. So, yeah. Anyway, we were talking about playing some, like, pumped up tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you wanna start us off?
Sure, something? I can start us off. This is, it's, like, pumped up, but it's, like, different kind of pumped up. You'll see what I mean. I don't know. It's more like Motown, like, you'll see. It's Don't Play That Song by Aretha Franklin.
Oh yeah, Aretha.
Yeah.
She just lost her this summer.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm listening to her music more, I feel like, now because of that.
Yeah, me as well, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Memories of days that I once knew. something to hold.
Buzzing sound is back.
Oh. I don't really know how to respond.
sorry, you're still feeling the Daryl Hall and John Oates video mix.
Yeah, we were just reenacting some of the movements from the video.
Have you seen the video?
No, I don't know. I probably should actually. I feel like I have a video in my head.
I can't.
If that makes sense. So I don't need to. Yeah. We were just saying that our theme has kind of devolved into like 80s, I guess not even 80s, this might be 80s, but just like fitness video instructional music, because while we were texting about this theme yesterday, the Lester was at the gym.
The Lester. I was, yeah.
How was the gym?
It was nice. I want to...
Talk about fitness.
Oh, I mean, I want to get into a routine of going more often.
Yeah.
Although it's, I don't know, it's a place that definitely stresses me out.
Like what time were y'all there again? Like 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going with Emma though. We just coincidentally were there after class at the same time.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice.
How do you feel while you are doing your fitness?
Okay. Sometimes I like to run long distances, but I don't. Well, not like long. Like 6 miles is not that long, but like.
That's long, I think. I only run, like, 3 miles every time.
The marathon team is doing 9 miles now. I don't even know how to do that.
But they also have, like, a mission.
I'm just saying. Yeah, when you see them coming up the street towards you. That's people on a mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would, but...
Wait, sorry. So, you said that you want to run long distances, but...
it's hard to do that at the gym, because I feel like you're just, like, in place. And if it depends if I like feel it. Like some days I'll start and I'll be like, oh, I know I can do it. But then some other days I'll start and I'll be like, no, this is like a 3 mile day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And I miss boxing. Also want to get into a routine of doing that again.
Yeah.
How was your yesterday?
My yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
My yesterday was good. I've had a very sleepy past few days, I like left the house 2 times over the weekend, like out of Saturday and Sunday, and that's a first for me. I've never done that at
Tufts. You're always out.
I'm always out. Yeah, so that was really good. But I think it was like the perfect weekend to not be out.
Because, that's true.
Yeah, so rainy on Saturday, and then like Sunday was just kind of gloomy all day. So I didn't leave the house until like class for yesterday afternoon. So kind of sleepy, but then I feel like eventually it was weird. I like went to Tisch to work, which I never do. Mm-hmm. And then I went to like the like back fishbowl area, which I never do. So I was like, what is going on? I know, but it was kind of nice. I did not recognize many people there, and that was really cool. And so I think that was actually kind of a nice like way to go back into the world. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I like don't really recognize things, but I'm like familiar with the structure in mm-hmm. a sense. All that to say. Yeah, and then I had my class last night. That's kind of like a gender and IR class. It's interesting, but last night we were talking a lot about like migration and asylum seeking folks like when moving to a new country and stuff. And like it was interesting, but I definitely did not feel super engaged in it. But like I don't know, I'm kind of taking that as like cues of like what parts of IR I am and am not interested in. So I'm not like trying to force anything. Kind of.
That's fair. I always feel strange about gender in IR because I don't know how you would talk about it.
Yeah, it's super vague. Yeah, which is like, yeah, and also it's so like, I don't know. I feel like I want to find a better way to waver between example and like theory application, if that makes any sense. Kind of like, because my class is at the graduate school, and a lot of times it's like, oh, when I was. I have a friend in like the Department of Justice in this country, and they talked about this and stuff. So it's like, okay, but like, is that really? I don't know. I feel like that's a lot of example telling and showing, but not a lot of like connection. But I think that's like probably the like not like the most mature level of academic discussion.
Yeah,
when that is able to happen. I've been kind of missing that like smaller class feel because I think I had that a lot last semester, but.
That's real. I've been really missing like classroom community feelings.
You mean from your previous semester at SOAS or like in general?
Well, there was a semester there was like one class at SOAS which was just like 6 people, and that was really nice. Mm. Claire was in that class. And a bunch of other British people who were nice, but I didn't really get to know them.
That's so wonderful. Like,
they're really sweet though.
I mean, about Claire, sorry, not the British people.
Oh yeah, but the British people are kind of cute because they wouldn't like get to know you, but they would always say hi. And
interesting.
And this professor was also really strange because she would always refer to us by our majors, because everyone else, all the British students in the class, like, uh-huh. English? I don't know.
Have you studied abroad?
No offense. I don't actually know if I should call them British or English.
No, it's really confusing. I watched a whole, like, 6-minute YouTube video one time on, like, England versus Britain versus United Kingdom, and I'm still so confused.
Yeah, I think more people think of themselves as British than English.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, you were saying.
So they... They were all English majors mm-hmm. or literature.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So they all knew that professor, and they were all kind of her cult, and they would talk with her about their dissertations and stuff.
sounds familiar. And,
yeah. So it would always be like she would be like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about this. Oh yeah, Kat, that's so like similar to your thesis, like you know.
I love and hate that.
Yeah. And then. Because, like, Claire and I were, you know, she didn't know us, so uh-huh. she would talk to us in terms of our majors. So she'd be like, oh, yeah, we're doing this week. Oh, it's very relevant to anthropology. And then she would look at me. And I'm like, oh, the geographer in the class will know about this.
The geographer.
And then Claire's like, ah. And it's interesting because I was talking to Claire about, I was like, oh, I sometimes wish I had studied anthropology because it seems really cool, but Tufts doesn't have a... I studied geography.
Yeah.
But Tufts doesn't have a geography department. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I would have studied anthro if Clark had an anthro department, but geography at Clark is the closest to anthropology they have. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I feel like they are kind of.
I definitely do feel like number one, I don't like using the word regret, but like regret at Tufts is like not doing more anthro. Like I feel like every single semester I'm like, like when I look at my enrollment card, it's always like mostly anthro classes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like you've done all the best months, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm really excited for next semester. I think I want to try and take, some of, like, the anthers, like, one or two of the anthers seminars, but.
Okay, I'll ask you more about that when we're not live.
Yeah, when we're not live.
So, it's back to the tunes?
Back to the tunes.
Thanks for listening to us ramble.
Oh, Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of her name, when it's only a game,
Hello.
Hi. We have a PSA for you. Which I'm going to read now. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Oh. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. I haven't actually heard of, like, big bouts of noro going around or anything.
Yeah.
So, I guess...
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I feel like I haven't really heard any, like, in terms of big... like illnesses that are spreading around, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but you know, sooner or later,
it's gonna happen.
Unfortunately, we have friends who are tuning in.
Hi, hi, friends.
I'm gonna. Do you play some more music? Do you have anything to add?
I don't really have anything to talk about. Well, I'm trying to think. Maybe let's play one more song and see if we have more things to say.
Okay.
I don't know.
Jacqueline's like, germs, knock on wood. Which is, you know, I agree. I get behind that sentiment. Okay. Thank you. Don't fall sick, everyone.
Yes.
11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot, hot. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely, couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out, if he try to stop you, you're going off. You got your hair done and your nails done to my mood. Outfit and you're thinning the shoes, you and your coupe are laying at the hottest spot tonight, you're gonna find the fellas rolling in the Lexus truck.
Just say my name.
Confused when you're close to me. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it.